I'm Kathy Duchamp at the Peace Arch border crossing in Washington State. This is the third busiest crossing on the northern border with Canada. More than 2 million people cross here every year. But this morning, with the new ID requirements in effect, there are hardly any lines.
Morning, sir. How are you today?
Good.
Where are we going?
Just going to Seattle to catch a flight to Vegas.
Great. Can I get your ID, please?
Mike Bowles is a customs security officer on booth duty.
If we do find somebody that's non-compliant, it's going to be somebody that's not a frequent crosser, that's probably from a place that, you know, they haven't heard yet.
You know, the people who cross only a few times a year. Canadians coming south for bargain shopping. Americans coming home from a ski vacation at Whistler Mountain. Oh, and maybe journalists.
We've been waiting for somebody that didn't have what they were required to have. This is great.
Out of 18 people I witnessed coming through, the only one to slow down the line was a Canadian television journalist. He had only a driver's license, and that's not scannable. Border Agent Bowles had to type his information in the computer manually, which took at least a couple minutes longer. This delay could become a real concern on weekends, when the wait already averages 2 hours, and the number of people without proper ID could mushroom. Canadian traveler Chris Oblinger has another concern. He references the inscription on the Peace Arch here. It reads, "Children of a common mother, dwelling together in unity." Oblinger says it doesn't feel that way anymore with the proof of citizenship requirement.
Well, we're neighbors. We're just going across the border, right? You know, I understand if it's someone coming from overseas, then it's required, but not for a neighbor. That's what I think.
The Department of Homeland Security is doing its best to pump up the PR on the ID requirements. Maybe this new jingle will make travelers feel better.
If you're going across the border to the USA.
Or maybe not. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp in Blaine, Washington.